This is Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we try to unjumble an important and sometimes under the radar statewide story that affects you. Jake, this past week, there was some pretty huge news that got you and I and a lot of reporters really excited, and it involves courthouses.
Shayna, I can't tell you the experiences that I've had about running in and out of courtrooms trying to grab my phone or recording equipment or something like that, but the Supreme Court, the Michigan Supreme Court this week, has said now all state courts have to allow you to bring your cell phone in the courtroom, and that is huge news for people who are in and out of the courts on a regular basis, including reporters. But it's not just reporters that should be really interested in this news.
No, and while our cops and courts reporters here at MLive were super thrilled about this, but also about the fact that now people are going to be allowed to take photos of court documents instead of having to get them copied from the court, which can sometimes cost upwards of a dollar a page, this is really something that can affect really anybody who goes to court. And we're not just talking about people who are going to court in handcuffs. Really, if you are a citizen, it is very likely that at some point you are going to have to go to court and have some sort of a run-in with the courthouse, be it for criminal or civil matters.
And those things could include things as simple as wills and trusts or custody issues, divorce, even property can go through the courts at some point. So really, this is very far-reaching for citizens in Michigan. We should also say this is about state courts. It's not federal courts, but it is a very big access issue here in the state of Michigan. And WCMU's Ben Thorpe was kind enough to share some of the conversation that he had with Chief Justice of the Michigan State Supreme Court, Bridget McCormick. And this is what she had to say about why they made this decision.
Simply having a cell phone shouldn't be a reason to deny access to the public. We heard comments after comments from members of the public who took the bus or took Uber to get to court and then were not allowed to get into the courthouse because they had their cell phone and either had to leave it outside and lose it or miss their important court appearance.
And that cell phone piece of it is really important, I think, particularly for people who do not have a lot of interaction with the state courts. We take our phones everywhere. And if you have to be in court, you're running around, maybe you're even running a little bit behind, and you show up and they say, sorry, we can't let you in with your cell phone. I mean, you are in a tight situation. What do? Do you just like drop your cell phone in a planter outside of the courthouse, which I have heard of people doing, and just hope that it's still there when you get back?
That's what I do, Shayna.
I think a few of us have been there. And so really what this is about is, according to Justice McCormick, is really making the courts more accessible and really sort of transforming them for the times that we live in. We have our cell phones. They are a tool that we use really every day in our life, and this is just sort of integrating that into the courthouse. Now, it should be noted that this does not mean that you're going to be able to sit in the court and, you know, just chat on your phone the whole time. Judges still have discretion to say maybe you have to turn them off or you have to, you know, use them only in the hallways, but this is really all about making courthouses more accessible to the general public.
Yeah, so although this is happening now, the rules are pretty focused and narrow, so make sure you don't ruin this by making hashtag court selfies a thing.